From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Wednesday, January 6th. I'm Sarah Reith. Yesterday was the first Board of Supervisors meeting of the new year, and the first one ever for 1st District Supervisor Glenn McCourty and 2nd District Supervisor Maureen Mulhern, who were sworn in on Monday. Judson Howe, the new CEO for the local Adventist hospitals, was also on hand for a bit of an after-action review of a malfunctioning hospital freezer that set off a mad dash to vaccinate hundreds of people in 2 hours. There were 830 Moderna vaccines in that hospital's freezer, which exceeded 8 degrees centigrade at 2 a.m. on Monday morning, after the compressor and the malfunction alarm failed. The vaccine is not viable after more than 12 hours at room temperature. Because the malfunction was not discovered until 11:35 on Monday morning, hospital and public health staff reasoned that they had until 2 p.m. to make sure none of the vaccines were wasted. Howe doesn't know how much warmer than 8 degrees the freezer got, but does not believe it was more than room temperature. Yesterday morning, we reported that the freezer contained 340 vaccines that were part of the county's 400-dose allotment of the Moderna drug, and that the rest was part of the hospital's allotment. Another 60, we said, had been set aside for a planned vaccine clinic at the fairgrounds in Ukiah. But in a brief interview after yesterday's meeting, Howe said all 400 of the county's doses were in the hospital's freezer. The hospital gave 200 of those doses to public health, which then passed them along to the city of Ukiah and the jail, which set up emergency clinics to distribute the vaccines. The hospital gave the county an additional 60 doses from another cache of its own vaccines, which were being stored in a different freezer at the hospital in Willits. 101 northbound from Ukiah to Willits was closed due to a jackknifed big rig, but the southbound road from Willits to Ukiah was open. Howe told the board how the vaccines were distributed.
We gave 200 vaccines to the county, 30 to Ukiah Post Acute, 40 to Redwood Cove, along with a couple of RNs. We also called MCHC and in coordination with them set up a mass vaccination clinic at 1390 Laurel Avenue, which is the Seventh-day Adventist Church adjacent to MCHC's Laws Avenue Clinic. In the time frame from about noon to 2 p.m., all 830 vaccines were administered.
The hospital's chief medical officer, Dr. Besant Parker, told the board that about 100 of the vaccines that were given to public health went to people in phase 1A and 1B, the medical workers who are now eligible according to the tier system. Other than that, he said, we opened it up beyond the tiers. Anthony Adams, who works in the public defender's office, said he believes that his work is essential and brings him into contact with a high-risk population, but he felt overlooked by Monday's mass vaccination program.
There was no direct communication with our office that there was access to a vaccination, and it sort of speaks to what we perceive as a lack of understanding about the direct nature in which we have to interact with the public on a daily basis. It is regrettable that we're in a situation where we don't have access to work at home alternatives. I've just left the courtroom, to which I'll be returning as soon as we're done here, and that courtroom is packed to the gills with people. It is extraordinarily frustrating how much we have to deal with the public, how much we have to go to the jails, which have been temporarily suspended, but that is not a good thing. That's a bad thing, and as much as it does not allow us to properly serve our clients the way we're intended to, and it is arguably a denial of their constitutional rights to representation. All these things put us in a position where we feel that we need to have at least some recognition as a frontline worker.
In the 2-hour scramble to be inoculated, it's easy to forget that about half the people who are in the eligible tiers and have been offered the vaccine have turned it down. That's what Nash Gonzalez and Adrian Thompson deal with in their roles as co-project managers of the vaccine rollout. Gonzalez reported that the 4 planned clinics, which proceed according to criteria set forth by the state in an effort to distribute the medicine equitably, have immunized fewer than half the people who got the shot during that 2-hour period on Monday.
The county to date has received 975 Pfizer vaccines, 400 Moderna vaccines. Currently, we are in phase 1, tiers 1 through 3, which includes the healthcare workers, EMTs, medical professionals. And once we're done with this tier, we'll be moving into the phase 1B. The county has administered to date a total of 338 vaccines in 4 county vaccine clinics, which were held on December 22nd, December 30th, and December 31st, and then yesterday on January 4th. For the first clinic, we administered 77. The second, we administered 104. And the third one, which would have been on December 31st, we administered 97. All three were Pfizer. Yesterday, we administered 60 vaccines, which were Moderna.
Thompson added that the rollout team has about 8 people. As for lessons learned from the near disaster, Parker said the hospital will store fewer vaccines in each freezer. Public Health Officer Dr. Andrew Korn said the county has received one ultra-cold freezer for the Pfizer vaccines and that forthcoming allotments of Moderna will go into county refrigeration units. Becky Emery, who heads up the Department Operations Center, said the county will receive a second Pfizer-ready freezer from the state this week and that the county will split its own vaccines between those freezers as a precautionary measure. Technological redundancy plays a role, too.
And so we will be increasing our in-person monitoring and running our monitors by Wi-Fi through our call system for alarms so that we are consistently getting notified of any changes in a rapid manner.
There are 2 more immunization clinics planned for this week. The county has 310 doses left from the initial allotment of 975 Pfizer vaccines. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.